welcome to 5 minutes with Pastor Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, today I want to share some few things with you, which I believe will really help you, you know, in doing what God has called and commissioned you to do here on earth. The name of Jesus is wonderful, and we must use the name of Jesus to take what belongs to us. Apart from we using the name of Jesus for ourselves, the name of Jesus is for us to use to deliver others, you know, and to bring others into the kingdom of God. Because there's no salvation in any other name, you see. When you read in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, today I'm talking about deliver others in a name. Deliver others in a name. 1 John 3, 8. He says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Then he says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. You see, he says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So the devil has some works, you see, some works that he does. What kind of work does he do? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, and I'm reading. It says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hidden to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Then verse 5 says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. You see, the devil's work is to blind them, and he has blinded many. He has blinded many from seeing the light. You see, he says, for this purpose of the Son of God revealed, that he might destroy, to unemploy the employment of the devil, to take away his work of blinding others. We are the ones who have been given access to that name. You see, and salvation is in no other name apart from the name of Jesus. If you read in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, you know, Peter was talking, and he got to verse 12 and said, he was talking to the Jews. In verse 12, he says that neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's no other name. It is only the name of Jesus that is going to bring them salvation and break the power of the devil over their lives and break the power of the enemy over their lives. And you and I are the ones who have to declare the name, who have to make the name available and make them know who Jesus is. The way to bring others in is to use the name of Jesus, to pray using the name of Jesus, to take away the blindness, to take away the darkness that is in their minds, for them to receive the light of the glorious gospel. Hallelujah. You see, we are here. Jesus has done his work. He's gone now. We are his representatives on earth. We are his ministers of reconciliation. If you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, from verse 17 downwards, he lets you know that we have the ministry of reconciliation, and we've been given the word of reconciliation to bring others. You know, we've been given the ability, the power to break the power of the enemy upon the lives of those who are not born again and bring them into the kingdom of God, to deliver them from the power of darkness to the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. We are the ones who have that authority. We have that ability. You see, and we must use the name of Jesus to make sure that is done. Hallelujah. How are people saved? People are saved when they call upon the name of Jesus. How can they call upon the name of Jesus when they don't know about him? You see, when you read in Romans chapter 10, okay, from verse 11, it says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be shamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Verse 13 is what I want you to see. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Who is that Lord? That Lord is Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? You see, you have been sent of God. You have been commissioned of God. If you read in John 20, 21, Jesus said that as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. The Father sent him to break the power of the devil over people's lives. We have also been sent and given access to his name, to use his name to break the power of the devil upon other people's lives, to deliver others and bring others in. We have to preach the gospel. There's no other name that has salvation apart from the name of Jesus. Use the name of Jesus today. Pray for others and preach to others in the name of Jesus. And watch the power of the devil break upon their lives and brought into the kingdom of God's dear Son. For them to enjoy all the beautiful things that you're enjoying, they need the name of Jesus. Preach in the name of Jesus today. Announce the name of Jesus today. And watch people's life change completely. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, deliver others in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Bye-bye.